Hey, hey, beautiful kingdom daughters, welcome back. I am so glad you're here, and I hope you are having the most amazing, fantabulous day. Okay, so I'm going to do a little something different today. I am going to share an interview I was on recently on the podcast, The Living the Reclaimed Life, and my friend Denisha, this is her podcast, and she interviewed me about experiencing God through worship. And a little bit more on that topic. So it's a great conversation. I just wanted to share it with you. If you want to hear more of me and Denisha talking about worship and experiencing God through worship, take a listen. Let's get to it. Hey, beautiful woman of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend time with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer, friend. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun faith systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So crank up the radio in the carpool lane, or go ahead and start your workout, and let's jump in. Real quick, I just wanted to remind you that I am super excited about sharing my new coaching program as a life coach, Christian life coach, and I would love for you to get involved. You can go to thekingdomdaughters.com and get a free coaching call with me, 45-minute free call. Let's get you started. Let's get you chatting about your life, and I would love to help you move to the next level of your life. Go to thekingdomdaughters.com and sign up for a free coaching call. Now on to the beautiful conversation with me and Denisha.
So I am really excited, Angela, to have you back on the podcast today and just see where God's going to take this conversation today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be back.
It's going to be fun. Well, I mentioned that you're a worship leader, and I think a lot of times, you know, we can, as I cannot sing, let me just tell you that. Okay. I remember one sermon, I'll tell you a funny story. You're going to laugh because you can sing. I preached a sermon, and I think we had like an altar call or something in the middle of it where we had a song, and it was a song that I loved. And so I remember telling the tech guys, I was like, okay, you have to promise me that, because I had to sort of step back, and then the worship team came yes. out, and then I stepped back up, and I was like, if I accidentally sing back there, you've got to promise me to mute my mic. Because I was like, singing is not my gift, but I loved this song. I think it was What a Powerful Name It Is. What a Powerful Name It Is. That was a song we were singing. And I remember thinking, I'm going to belt this. And if they have my mic on, it's going to ruin the whole service. And so I can't sing, but here's what I really appreciate about worship teams and our worship leaders is, you know, we sit in the audience and we watch you, and I'm mesmerized by worship leaders. I'm just going to say the way that the giftings that you have to call us into the presence of the Lord, to call us into that peace. I mean, it just feels like I can come in carrying all the weight of the world on my shoulders. And the minute a worship leader starts ushering us into the presence of the Lord, like, it's just gone. And I so appreciate that in our leaders. I only know what I can see from my seat, right? I only know what I can see. I know there's a whole lot of technical stuff behind there. There's mics and there's ear things and there's all the technical stuff. But even more important than the production, if you will, there's a heart of worship. And so I would love if you would share with us just your heart for worship, and how did God call you to be a worship leader, and what does worship mean to you? And yeah, can we just unpack that? I would love to hear your heart. I'd love to hear the perspective of from yours versus my seat.
Yeah, absolutely. So funny story about me is, I grew up singing. My parents always, they used to call me, I don't know if anyone remembers the show Taxi, but they used to call me, was it Lodka? The one that you didn't know what he was saying. You didn't understand him or something. I don't remember the show, but that's what they used to call me because I would sing without talking. So I couldn't talk, but I was humming. So I would just blah, 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 but it was a song. And so they always said I was singing from the young age. And so I sang. I love singing. I sang in my youth group worship team, but I never had the desire to be a worship leader. I actually remember saying that out loud. I do not want to lead worship. I don't want to do that. Like when I was really young, you know. And then I married a pastor. And so, you know, that kind of changes a lot there. But I think it was because I looked at singing as a gift. I wasn't looking at worship as connecting to the Father at that time. Because if you listen to the other episode, you'll hear me talk a little bit about how I grew up in a performing kind of mentality. And so I think I didn't connect worship to connecting to him and actually connecting to him. I just thought of it as I'm singing and I'm worshiping him and I'm using my gift for him and that's it. And so it wasn't until I started really understanding who he was in my life and that he loved me and that worship could connect me to him in deep ways that I begin to see, oh my goodness, I'm so grateful that God, because when my husband and I got married, we were youth pastors. We were in our mid-20s and I just automatically got thrown into leading the worship at the youth group and raising up kids to help with me and everything. But it was more like a job. It was like, yeah, this is my thing. I love worship. And I'm starting to see like, oh, this is really fun. And I love worship and everything. But it wasn't until I started really seeing God move and seeing what the Holy Spirit could do through worship. And then experiencing him in my own worship, that I was like, wow, this is next level. Like worship is key to connecting with our Father. I really believe that there is a reason why we start services with worship. It's because a lot of times I think we come in with a lot going on and worship centers us for one thing. It slows us down. It gets us focused, takes our focus off of ourselves and focuses us on him. And so that shifts our perspective around. And in those moments that we're able to do those things, it opens up our heart for what God's going to speak to us. So I believe there's a reason and there's a purpose to that. But yeah, I love worship and my journey there is that when I connected with him and when the more I spent time with him, the more I worshiped him and gave my gift to him, the more he showed up in my life. The more I was able to know him and hear him more clearly and really meet with him on a personal basis. So yeah, it definitely is my heart. I love to worship. And I love to experience seeing what he does in others from the stage. Not because I've done anything, but I'm just saying I get to be like a part of what God's doing. And so it's awesome to see God healing people and ministering to people and loving on people and giving peace and letting restoration happen during worship. From my perspective, it's such a blessing that I get to be a part of that and helping usher in his presence in that way. So,
and you can see that from the stage. Like you can see, how do you see that? So you're standing up there, you look out amongst the congregation, and how do you see that healing, that ministry, that restoration? What does that look like?
it looks different every time, but usually there you can see a breakthrough in someone's face in them standing and watching. And then all of a sudden they're either crying or they're raising their hands or there's a shift in their stance. When someone's kneeling and crying out to the Lord, when you see just someone just crying in their seat, you just know like Holy Spirit's moving and doing something. God's shifting something around. I truly believe it comes from us just coming in and saying, I surrender, Lord. This mm-hmm. is your time to come, like just come and have your way in this place. And so a lot of times for me, I have to be intentional about saying, okay, Lord, what are you doing? Because I get so wrapped up in my own worship on stage. And so I'm like, just in my own worship. And then I'm like, okay, wait, I don't want to miss like what you could be mm-hmm. doing also. And so I try to like, listen, like, okay, Lord, tell me when to slow down so I can kind of see what's going on. Cause I don't want it to be performance. Like I've learned that in the many years of doing this, because there was a shift over me performing and singing well to me entering into his presence as a worship leader. There is a difference because, anyone who's listening, I'm sure you've experienced the difference, of going into a worship set that is just singing. There's a difference between people that can sing and play well and people that are leading you to the throne room. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard place to be as a worship leader, making sure you're in the right place, that your heart's in the right place, that you are seeking the Lord and that you're listening to him, because it really is all about him. It's not about us. It can very easily, especially in this culture, be about us. It could be about how great of a worship leader we are and how great our voice is and how musically talented we are. And it can very easily turn towards us as worship leaders, but we have the burden, or we have to carry that and say, no, this is about the Lord. We're not a band performing on a stage. We are Levites. We are here to help bring the presence of the Lord, help to usher his presence in, welcoming him in, and help his presence be able to do what he wants to do in the space. And if we sound good, that's awesome, because we do want to bring our best worship to him. We do want to use the tools that have been created to make it the best experience possible, but we don't want it to be about us. When it becomes about us, then it's harder for God's presence to move, I think, because we've shifted the focus to ourselves instead of to him. And that means we're pointing people to us instead of to him. So it's a fine line. You have to balance that for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I love the peek into just what it's like and how you, I just see such a submitting, like you're submitting that time to him. You're submitting your talents. I love what you said about giving your gifts to him. Like that's what leading up to it, like leading up to Sunday morning, right? The time, like here it is.
Yeah.
What does your week look like in preparation? What is your heart, your time with the Lord preparation wise, just look like for your heart to enter that space? Because we can't, I don't know, for me, I know for sure I can be so driven towards that performance. Like, you know, when I'm preaching, it's like, okay, I want to give the best message. I want to have the most impact. And I have to really slow my roll sometimes and go, okay, I'm going to show up with the message I feel the Lord's given me and trust him to do what only he can do, like you said. Right. And so there's like a preparation I know I had to go through in my heart. What does that look like for a worship leader?
Yeah, I think it comes down to getting in a habit of surrender. Constant surrender of just saying, let it not be about me, Lord. Let it be about you. Help me to point people to you. This isn't about me. Yes, I want to give my gifts to you. Yes, I want to sing my best. I want to play to the best of my ability, but I need this to be about you. Because for me, I don't like that feeling afterwards when, because I've been there, there's a difference in how you feel even for me, when you just perform and what happens, and when you surrender to God and what happens. There's a complete difference in what happens in the room. And I personally want to be a part of the place where I surrender, because I get to feel the Lord in a deep way too. Like, I get to experience him in new ways, and he speaks to me that way too. But when I'm only performing there, it's, I mean, God always shows up. Don't get me wrong. Like, he doesn't need me. He doesn't need us. He could show up anywhere, you know? So he always shows up. But personally, when I'm not in the right mindset, because I know a difference, you know, I usually leave going, man, I missed the mark. Like, I missed it. I could have experienced God. And even, like I said, God's still moving, but I'm not experiencing it because my mindset has not shifted to surrender. I'm more worried about what I sound like, or what the band sounds like, or there was a mistake on one of the notes or whatever. And so when that happens, I know I've missed it, because I'm seeing, oh, God's moving, but I'm too distracted by what the details, you know? And so I'm missing it. So for me, I've experienced both of those things. And so in my mind, I'm like, I want to experience this every week. I want to meet with God too, because yes, it is kind of a job, you know, worship leading is a job, and it's, you know, we're doing that thing, but I want to be able to experience God in my worship leading too. I don't want it just to be, this is my job and this is what I'm doing so that everyone else can experience him. You know, I want to be able to experience what he's doing, and I want him to use me in new ways, because as I've partnered with him more, and as I've grown in my gift, and as I've surrendered that gift to him, he's been able to open up new gifts in, like, you know, speaking a word that he's putting on my heart during worship. And just 2 weeks ago or last week, I was leading in, we have three services right now because we're in construction, but we usually only have two. But the first service, I heard God saying clearly to me what I needed to speak and share. So I shared. And second service, I was like, okay, am I supposed to say the same thing? Because sometimes it's the same, but it was completely different. Mm. And I was like, okay. And so I said it. And afterward, I had one of my friends come to me, and she said, oh my goodness, what you had to say was meant for the person that was next to me, because there's this whole long story that goes with it. Mm-hmm. But she said it was meant specifically for them. They needed to hear that from you. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Like, you know, and so, but I won't be able to hear from him. I will miss those moments with him and miss what he's doing if I'm not surrendered mm-hmm. to his presence. And so it just becomes a daily thing. In our last episode, again, we talked about habits, and that's been on my heart recently on my podcast, is talking about just getting into daily habits with him, and disciplines. And it's the same with worship. It's the same with worship leading, we have to daily surrender to you, Lord. This is about you. And when I worship, it doesn't matter if I worship by myself on the piano in my living room or in front of 100 people or thousands of people, I have to surrender that time to you no matter what. So.
That's just a beautiful way, even if we're not leading worship, to go mm-hmm. about our week, right? To, like, surrender our parenting, to surrender our, you know, our relationships, mm-hmm. all of that. I appreciate the way you're just sharing so authentically. That is so neat to see kind of behind, you know, behind what your week looks like and what leads us to what we see on Sunday morning. In one of your episodes, I thought this was really interesting from your perspective. You mentioned that you had visited a church. And so you are now not on the platform. Yes. You are now in the seats with us. And do you mind sharing what did you experience and kind of what was God speaking to you as you had that like moment of realization?
Yeah, we like to visit other churches when we're out of town and stuff. So my husband and I, it's just fun to experience other places and what God's doing. It was awesome. The worship was awesome. It was interesting though, because I have a tendency to, I really have to fight through it because again, it goes back to my worship heart. And I'm like, oh, look at that. And oh, that guitar sounds really good. Or, oh, look at these lights. Or, oh, that was a really good singer or whatever, you know? And so I have to be like, okay, Lord, let me not be distracted. I want to see these things and learn from it, because we can learn from each other too, you know? Yeah. And I could say, oh, I don't want to do that again. I don't ever want to do that. Or, oh, wow, that was really good. I want to partner with that, you know? But I also don't want to miss what God's doing in the moment for myself, because I get to actually enter in and not, you know, give out. So there's a fine line there, but I took a moment and I was just kind of looking around and I noticed that like 75% of the room was just like standing and watching. And it made me really sad, because I was like, man, engage. If you engage with the presence of the Lord right now, you're going to experience like something so awesome. But if you just stand there and stare, you're missing what's going on. You're missing the presence of the Lord. Like, and it just got me thinking about how our culture is very consumer driven. We consume, like very quick things. Things have to be like fast in our face, and we're fast paced driven, and we just consume TV. We consume internet. We consume, podcasts. We consume, you know, all our social media, and it's all these things. And most of the time we're not, interacting necessarily. We're just taking all of this stuff in. It's comedy and entertainment and these things. And we like to be entertained. Right. But that is not, that's not the purpose of worship. That's not what God intended for the time of worship. And we can get into like ritualistic things where it's like, oh, you get 20 minutes of worship and you get this and you get this, you know, that's a whole nother story, but he intended for us when we do get into worship and whatever that looks like for each church, for us to meet with him, to experience him. And like I said earlier, there's a reason that we come and we surrender to the Lord, and it changes our heart posture and it shifts our perspective from ourselves to him when we engage, when we do those things, because God's a gentleman. He does not force himself on us. And so when we come into worship, it's our job to say, okay, Lord, here I am. I surrender. He's not just going to be like, boom, here I am. You know, I mean, sometimes he does do that to people, and you do hear those experiences, because I think there's certain personalities that need that. But for the most part, he's saying, I'm just waiting here for you to surrender to me. And when you do, get ready, because I'm here and I want to move in you, and I want to do things. But when we only watch what's happening, And sometimes I feel like a lot of that comes from the fact that sometimes churches are a little bit too theatrical. That's just my own personal opinion. When we become too theatrical, then there's a lot to look at. And so you end up kind of looking around a lot. It's not a bad thing. I think it reaches different people. Everybody has, you know, every church is different. And our church is like that sometimes too, but, because there's a lot to look at sometimes, I think people think, oh, I'm at a concert. This sounds really good. And this looks really good. I'm at a concert, kind of, you know, and they have that mindset, but it's not. We are worshiping the King of Kings, and we need to come in there with a heart to surrender and a heart to meet with the Lord. I was listening to Robert Morris. He's a pastor in Texas, I think, on a podcast, and he was talking about the difference between hearing the Lord and meeting with the Lord. Mm. And, in worship, we get to experience both those things. If we engage with him, we can hear from the Lord when we engage with him, but there's something great about worshiping because he comes and he meets with us. He comes and meets with us. So like the difference between being on the phone with a friend and having coffee with a friend, there's a difference there, right? You're on the phone, you still connect, you still have interaction, but in person, you get to hug that person. You get to look them directly in the eye. You get to have a little bit of one-on-one intimate time together. Whoever that person is in your life. And that's the same with the Lord. And there's a difference between hearing him on the phone. There's a difference between hearing his voice and like experiencing him and him meeting with us in worship. And I can tell you from experience, like meeting with the Lord is what you want to do, what you want to experience. And if you've ever experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. There's just something so beautiful, the relationship that is built there and the heart that comes, like you can feel God's heart when you meet with him and you experience him. But again, it comes back to us, our heart posture coming into a worship set and saying, okay, Lord, this isn't just me checking off my list. I'm going to church again this week and I'm going to sit through worship and I'm going to be here and I'm doing the right thing by being here. It's you saying, okay, Lord, I'm here. And yes, maybe part of me is saying it's because I need to check this lit off, but I'm going to choose to step into your glory today because your glory is here. And I'm going to choose to say, I surrender to you, Lord. And I want you to meet with me. Come and meet with me. There's a complete difference there. And I believe when we do that, God's ready. Like he wants to meet with us. Like we're his kids, we're his daughters. He loves us, you know, we're his beloved. He wants to have that bond with us. He wants that relationship with us. And so when we surrender to him and when we say, yes, come and do what you're going to do, Lord, today, there's a shift in the atmosphere and all of a sudden too, you start to realize, oh, I'm not distracted by my friend sitting next to me anymore. And I'm not thinking about all of this anymore because we've taken the focus off of ourselves and focused it on him. And so that just shifts our perspective as well. I'm sorry. I could talk about this.
I love it. Girl, keep going. I love it. Well, and I know there's times when I've been in worship where I've been very distracted. You know, I've been very distracted by what's going on around me or, oh, look, oh, so-and-so just got here. I haven't seen so-and-so for a while or, yeah. Oh, I need to talk to that person. And, you know, I don't think that's just ministry life. I think that's, just normal. Like at church, right? Oh, there's my friend. Oh, hey, yeah. This. And there's a lot of squirrels that follow me sometimes. But then I also know that there's been those moments where I've gotten, my eyes are closed for me. That eliminates distraction for me. And I've gotten so lost in the worship songs mm-hmm. where I've opened my eyes and been shocked that everybody is still in the room.
Right.
And like, those are the moments where I got lost. Like, I just felt like I was lost. It was just me and Daddy and that was it. And that those moments I think are just some of the most beautiful ones. But when I'm in the distraction mode, I can forget how beautiful that is. So I think you, just the way you described it, put a hunger in me for like, I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to be like, oh, I got to talk to her afterwards. Oh, I have a book to give her. Like just sit, close your eyes, whatever way you connect and just meet with him there. So I really appreciate you sharing just all of the behind the scenes and just your heart for worship, because I think it's so good to hear that. And just to know that if we've experienced it, we can keep experiencing it.
Yes.
And if we've never experienced it, it is possible. And I think that is a beautiful place to be.
Yeah. I know it's okay to be distracted sometimes. Like, we're not going to always get it right. Like,
of course.
You know, I always have to say that because I'm like, we're not going to get right. There are sometimes I have to choose to worship. Like, I have to choose it as even as a worship leader. I've had a bad week. I haven't had enough time with him. That morning has been rough. Maybe our rehearsal was just a disaster, whatever, you know? And I have to literally say, I don't want to be here, Lord. I just honesty with him, you know? And that's another thing that builds relationship. He's not mad at me for saying that. Like, if you're close to someone and they tell you they're truthful with you, you're not going to hate them, right? You know, you're just going to love them through whatever. God's just like, okay, I got you, you know? And I have to say, I don't want to be here. I'm totally distracted. This is happening and whatever, all the things that have gone wrong or whatever. But I have to, it's in those moments where we have to be intentional and say, Lord, whatever you have for me today, I'm exhausted and I'm distracted. I'm exhausted. I don't have it in me, but I know you could still move. I know you can still give me peace. I know you can still do what you're going to do. Like, so just do that, you know? So don't feel bad if you are distracted, or don't feel bad if you do come deflated, you know, every week is different, but my encouragement is try to come ready to jump in, because when we do, he meets us and it's good. It's good.
I love it. I love it. I'm wondering, would you be willing to pray for our listeners and for me as just to pray for our next Sunday experience, that we would be able to posture our hearts with that anticipation that he will meet with us there? Like, would you just pray that over us? I think that would be really powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah, Thank you. Lord, we just are so grateful for you and just your goodness and your faithfulness, God, and the fact that you never leave us. You love us through it all, God. And I just pray that you would build an expectancy in our heart for what you want for us, Lord, for a hunger, Lord, for more of you, for more of your presence and more of your glory, God. I pray that over the next few days or weeks leading up to the next time we're going to be meeting with you, Lord, that you would just birth new things inside of us, a hunger and a desire to enter in to your presence, Lord, for you to move in us, to shake us, to stir us up, for you to birth new things inside of us, and for you to meet with us, that we would step into the service hungry for you, expectant for your presence, and just wanting to meet with you in full surrender and full abandon, God, and just wanting to be with you. And I pray that as we go into the service with that heart posture, hungry for you, that you would meet with us, Lord, that you would do what only you can do, God, that you would heal what needs to be healed and give peace where peace needs to be given, and joy would be released and your presence would fill our hearts, and that you would make the adjustments that need to be made, Lord, in our hearts and our minds, and that we could just experience your presence in a new and fresh and amazing way. Thank you, God, that we can ask for these things. Thank you that we can come to you, and that you have the desire to meet with us, that you have the desire for relationship with us, God. That's so, so overwhelming and exciting at the same time, Lord. And so we're just so grateful for that. And we ask for this in your name, Jesus, and we just give you all the glory and all the praise, and we love you in your precious name. Amen. All right, friend. Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation, and I hope you were encouraged in your worship walk today, and that you can just dive deeper into God's presence today. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe he is who he says he is. Receive his beautiful and amazing love, and walk as a beautiful kingdom daughter today. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time. Hey, hey, before you go, just a quick reminder that the Kingdom Daughters has a free Facebook group for community and for you to connect with other amazing women just like yourself. I would love for you to come in there and be a part so I could get to know you better as well, and I would love to hear from you in there.
go to thekingdomdaughters.com and click on the link, join the free Facebook group. I would love to have you in there. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.